Yeah.
Yesterday we laid down a yesod, a fundamental concept mentioned by Gdolei HaRishonim and by Gdolei HaAchronim, and the Mishnah Berurah as well weighs in on this issue. Namely, a fundamental distinction between Mashiv HaRuach and Morid HaGeshem, which is incorporated by Chazal in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. The language of the Mishnah, the sugya that's found twice, once in Maseches Tainis, and also found as well in Maseches Brachas, Maskirin Geburos Geshomim B'tchiyas HaMesim. The language of Maskirin, the language of Haskara, an insertion that has to be included, is the language of Shevach. And we mentioned yesterday that if a person omits Mashiv HaRuach in that section of Shemoneh Esrei where it belongs, so Rameh Simcha HaKoyin B'Tvinsk, the Yor Sameach, the Mashiach Chochma, the Goyin of Tvinsk, suggested that that's considered to be a grave offense, because a person in effect has negated one of the fundamental Shvachim that should be included in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. And we discussed with Rabbi Weishlita yesterday the question of what's called Matbea Shel Bracha, what's called the Shinoi B'Matbea Shel Bracha, and that's what the Meshech Chochma, the Yor Sameach, seems to be suggesting, that there are two major themes that are to be found in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. One is the idea of Chiyas HaMesim, that Hashem will resuscitate the dead. That's a fundamental yesod, the fundamental ikar in Yadus. And the other is the idea of Gshomim. We mentioned yesterday the Rashi, in the beginning of Bereshis. Ki lo hintir Hashem Elokim al oretz, v'odom ayin la'avodis ha'adoma. Until Adam HaRishon was created, who could be makir tov, who could thank Hashem and show him gratitude for that wonderful chesed of Geshem, of rain, and rainfall we indicated in Eretz Yisrael is a function directly of the Hashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach, and obviously is contingent upon our observance of mitzvahs. The Ramban writes in Chumash a number of times, very striking language of the Ramban, Eretz Yisrael eino sovelas ovri avera. Eretz Yisrael cannot weather, pardon the pun, cannot weather ovri avera, those who are in violation, especially the Ramban writes, those who are in violation of the three cardinal sins that a Jew has to give up his life for, namely idolatry, avodah zarah, gilah arayis, immorality, and shfichas dam, and murder. Those three averos are considered to be cardinal offenses, but especially in Eretz Yisrael. This is borne out by psukim in the Torah and Tanakh. And so this concept that Eretz Yisrael is under a very unique kind of divine providence, and that's reflected in the Geshem, in the bountiful rain that Hashem Yisbarach provides for us in Eretz Yisrael. So essentially, the sod that we laid down yesterday was Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem has to be in its proper place. It's part of Shevach, part of the three introductory brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, which are brachas of Shevach, of praising Hashem. And that omission of Mashiv HaRuach cannot anyway be corrected by including it in Shomei HaTfilah. And this is in contradistinction to V'sein Talamotar al Pnei Adama. We indicated that V'sein Talamotar is markedly different. Namely, that's a bakosha. And if I omit that bakosha in the bracha, then I can go ahead and correct that omission by including it in Shomei HaTfilah. So this is the distinction. And that is pure bakosha. So bakosha is incorporated into the 13 intermediate brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, unlike Mashiv HaRuach, which belongs in the section of Shevach. The question that we posed at the end of the shiur was, there is one nusach in the Kesef Mishnah, in the Rambam, that if a person forgets on Masay Shabbos, the Havdalah that one is supposed to include in the Brach of Chonin Adoas, so the Rambam, according to one nusach of the Kesef Mishnah, indicates that one could also correct that omission by including it in a Shomei HaTfilah. The question is that seemingly, Atachon Antonu, that particular interpolation, that insertion of Motzei Shabbos also seems to be primarily Shevach, primarily praising Hashem. Atachon Antonu L'mada Torah Secha, Bat Lamdeinu Lassos Chukei Ritzonecha. And Hashem was Mavdil, Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Olechoshe, Ben Yisrael Amin. This is exactly what this week's Parsha is all about. As I mentioned yesterday, all the Havdalos. It's one of actually of the unique attributes of Hashem Yisbarach, besides the three verbs we mentioned, that the Ramban accentuates, Bore, Yotzar, and Osa. Is also the language of Hibdil. And we noted yesterday, that's the reason why Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal thought that we begin the brachas in the morning with a gradations. Because the main das, Havdalah Minayim, the Lashon of Chazal, if someone doesn't have the requisite ability to make discriminating distinctions, which is really what life is all about, making distinctions that are properly founded and properly grounded, whether it's in halacha, whether it's in real life challenges, one has to know how to make distinctions. And that's not a simple acquisition. That may require an entire lifetime of learning how to be mavdil. So we start with Ashenasan Asech Levino Lahavchim Yom Veloila, and then Shalom Asani Goy, because clearly a Goy is someone who's completely mufka, totally removed from the realm of mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Goy Sheshavas Chayav Misa, a Goy observes Shabbos, is liable for the death penalty. A Goy is not involved in Talmud Torah. Lasa Chen Lechol Goy Mishpatim Bal Yidom, Haluluka. So even a Goy today, there was discussion on the site. I didn't really look at the site, but I spoke to Dr. Padowitz, Dr. Joel Padowitz Shlita. And in terms of the question of Chassidu Masa'olam, quoted by the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim. And even there, Chassidu Masa'olam, who was zeicha to Olam Haba, but it's not the same Olam Haba as the Jew is zeicha to, as the Mishnah writes in Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yeshalem Chelek Olam Haba. That's not the chelek that a non-Jew is going to obtain. That's not the discussion now, but I'm just mentioning it because many people weighed in on this, Rabbi Brick Shlita and others as well. I only went looking because I heard from two people in the shul there was a lot of discussion on this topic, which is great, that there's a pilpul shel Torah on all kinds of issues. That's wonderful. Halabai vaita, that should continue, Mirz Hashem. Chazal se v'yoleu lo'yibo, the Gemara in Sukkah. Afil ha-sich ha-schulun shel tamini chacham mitzvich ha-limud. Even the sich ha-schulun of great tamini chachamim and wonderful balabatim has to be examined carefully, has to be studied. So that's what I did today. I studied the Sikha Schul of Tamil Chachamim. Anyway, this Shalom Asani Goy, and then comes Shalom Asani Oved, because in Eved, as you know, we're talking about an Eved Kanani. So the Eved Kanani essentially has to undergo Mila and Tvila, has to undergo circumcision and immersion in a ritualarium. So you have Moshe, where are you? This is for you, a ritualarium, a mikveh. So we're using the English terminology so we can help everyone and Baruch Hashem try to convey this information to everyone. So again, we notice the gradation. Shalom Asani Goy, Shalom Asani Oved. Eved is Mechuyev Mitzvahs Ki Isha. Lo Lo Me Isha, Chazal Lo Naf Megzer Shava. And then after that, Shalom Asani Isha, because a woman has a full-fledged complement of mitzvahs, with the exception of Mitzvah Seh Shaz Man Grama, bound up with time, the Mishnah Kedusha and Chavtes. And in some respects, women have a higher kedusha than that of their male counterparts. The Gemara says in Yevamos that a man acquires his full sanctity at the moment of Bris Milah, 8 days after a woman. So a woman has takes precedence in that respect. I actually spoke today about an article of Rav Soloveitchik, The Lonely Man of Faith, which is very relevant to this week's Parsha, Parsha Bereishis. The Rav describes two prokim, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis of Bereishis. That's the most, to my mind, the most profound essay of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. And he describes two different types of human beings. And here, there are many distinctions between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Bereishis, Kayodua, Likulonu, Ramban, and many Rishonim actually weigh in on some of these distinctions, whether the use of the Shem Elokim in Perek Aleph and the Shem Hashem in Perek Beis of Bereishis, but also a fundamental distinction between how a woman is to be viewed. There's a distinction between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, so that's important in terms of the Havdalah. There are Havdalos, and a person does not know make Havdalos. This is relevant to roles of women and roles of men. So this principle that I am enunciating over here, articulating, is a very fundamental principle. The main das Havdalah minayim. And the world is unfortunately very much rife with all kinds of confusion, came out in every single area, because there's a lack of das. There's a lack of ability to make discriminating distinctions, nuanced distinctions, which are very critical, certainly for from Jew. Okay, this was an aside. Again, it's not being counted in the time. So we're now back to the issue at hand, namely, Masha Ruach Morid Hageshem versus the same Talamater, and the question came up with Havdalah. So now we have to turn to another area, also of Halacha, in order to try to shed light on this question. There is a fascinating discussion among the Achronim, the Yeshuas Yanke, one of the famous Gedolei Achronim. I don't always have the opportunity to look into these Achronim. I have enough difficulty just learning Rashi al Torah. But the Yeshuas Yankov is a fascinating Achron. He raised the following question about someone who made a mistake, who erred, and did not mention Talon Matar on Erev Shabbos. Obviously, Zayin Cheshvan, as we mentioned yesterday, is an obligation to mention Talon Matar. So now he did not mention Talon Matar on Erev Shabbos in Mincha. So now what's the din? If he davens Mairiv Friday night, two Mairivs of Shabbos, just like a person who does not daven Erev Shabbos Mincha, he forgot. We're talking about Bishogig, obviously. So then the din is, there's a din called Tashlum in the Gemara and Bracha. It's the beginning of Tefillas HaShachar, the Gemara and Afchavav. So the person has to daven Mairiv twice if he gets Mincha. So now the question is, what about if I forget Talamotar on Erev Shabbos in the Mincha davening, and I'm going to daven Mairiv twice, mainly Mairiv of Shabbos? So the question is, what do I do? Do I mention the two Mairivs of Shabbos? Well, no, since obviously the problem is Talamotar. And now if I daven Mairiv on Friday night twice, I'm not going to mention Talamotar. So there's no point davening Mairiv twice. And this is the suffix that's posed by the Shuas Yaakov. So if a person did not mention Talamotar in the Mincha of Shabbos, and now the question is there a din of Tashlumin? So he essentially assumes that this issue is dependent upon another famous machlokes quoted by Tesis in Brachas. Though on that sugya, on Daf Chavav is a famous Tesis, a long Tesis, famous machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who discusses the question of a person who forgets Yalav Yavo in Mincha Rosh Chodesh. Everyone knows that if I forget Yalav Yavo at nighttime in Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says at the end of the fourth parak of Brachas, Yilas HaShachar, you don't repeat Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavo at nighttime because there's no sanctification of the new moon at nighttime. During the day, you have to repeat it, but not at nighttime. So now the question is, if I don't mention Yalav Yavo, Mincha Rosh Chodesh, so what do I do? So this is a subject of a debate between two opinions in the Balei HaTesis, and Daf Chavav, Amud Beis, the Rabbi Yehuda, one of the Balei HaTesis says, if I don't mention Rosh Chodesh and Mincha, I don't have to daven again at nighttime. What's the point? I already daven Mincha. What didn't I do? I forgot Yalav Yavo. So I'm obviously not going to gain anything by davening now two Shemoneh Esreis at nighttime. Motzei Rosh Chodesh is no longer Rosh Chodesh. I'm not going to mention the idea of Rosh Chodesh any longer. So what's the point? And yet, this is one opinion. And it's one opinion in the Balei HaTesis is that if you don't mention Yalav Yavo, Mincha Rosh Chodesh, there's no din of Tashlumin. Nothing will be gained by davening twice now, Motzei Rosh Chodesh, after Rosh Chodesh is over, since I'm not going to mention the same Talamotah. The Rosh quotes a number of Yishonim that are Cholik. The Chachmei Provence, they contend, no, that apparently you didn't daven. By virtue of the fact that you didn't say Yalav Yavo, so in effect, your davening was no davening. So since you didn't daven, now of course you have to daven twice. A person who does not daven, then he has a din called Tashlumin, he has to make up the davening that he missed. So here also, even though you're not going to mention the idea of Rosh Chodesh and Matzoy Rosh Chodesh, you would have to daven twice. So that's a big machloket. So he, the Yeshua Siyankov, going back to our issue that I began with, namely the question of someone who does not mention Talamotar and Erev Shabbos and Mincha. So he said that issue is dependent upon this machlokes that the Balei HaTosfos called the beginning of Tefillas HaShachar between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachmei Provence. Namely, according to the Balei HaTosfos, that you're not mechuyev to be mashlim Mincha Rosh Chodesh at nighttime because you're not going to gain anything. Who adin? What's the point now? I missed saying Talamotar on Erev Shabbos. I didn't say the Mincha of Erev Shabbos. So now Friday night, what am I going to gain? I'm davening two Friday nights with essays without the same Talamotar. So there's no point. There's no gain. And there's no value having Tashlum. But according to the Chachmei Provence, that where I missed Yalav Yavo, I mean Chavosh Chodesh, I'm a Rosh Chodesh, even though nothing will be gained, I'm a Chuyiv in Tashlumin. Who adin? The same thing would apply here as well with reference to the issue of the same Talamotar that I missed on Mincha of Erev Shabbos. So the question is, what is this machlokes? What's the nature of this argument between the Rosh of the Chachmei Provence and Rabbi Yehuda, and the fact that the Shuas Yankov somehow feels that one issue is dependent upon the other, namely the issue of Talamotar, not saying it. Erev Shabbos Mincha depends on this question that I mentioned to you with reference to a person who does not mention Yal B'Yava Mincha Rosh Chodesh. So we have to explore this matter, and hopefully eventually we'll get back to the original question. So it would seem that the question of that the Balei HaTosis raised, how could they assume that somehow Rosh Chodesh had not mentioned Yal B'Yava? It would seem that Yal B'Yava was a critical part of what Rosh Chodesh is all about. I am essentially defining the day. I'm identifying the day. How do I identify it? With Yal B'Yava. That insertion would seem to be a critical part of the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, and it's a Gemara actually in Shabbos, the Gemara in the Sugya Ben Madlikim. So the Gemara points out over there, if I don't mention Yal B'Yava Rosh Chodesh, where there's a Korban Musaf, I have to go back. So it would seem that certainly that should be an obligation of Tashulman, because he Ke'ilu, I didn't dab it. So how could Tosfos say that I'm not going to gain anything now on Matzoi Rosh Chodesh if I go ahead and dab in another tefillah to make up for the tefillah that I missed? Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to say Yal B'Yavo anyway. So what's the gain? The problem is there's a definite gain because I didn't dab it. It's as if a person skipped a davening, and by virtue of skipping a davening, you have to have tashlumin. You have to make up, you have to compensate for the davening that you missed. So if I didn't say Yal B'Yavo, that means that Ikar Chasim and Asefer, something fundamental is missing. And what Tosfos suggests that, but I'm not going to gain anything in the Tefillah of Tashlumin, so that is applicable if we're talking about a Tefillah of Tashlumin, that a person misses a Tefillah, the Gemara says, let's say, I don't daven mincha there on Shabbos. So I don't daven mincha. I daven now Friday night two Ma'arivs. Person doesn't daven mincha on Shabbos. So he davens Motzei Shabbos two Vachadik Tfilos. He davens two Ma'arivs of Motzei Shabbos. So I understand that in those situations, the din of Tashlumin. But again, here the problem is, why should this be any different? Okay, I daven Shmoneh Esrei. But I didn't say Yal B'Yavo. That means I didn't essentially daven Shmoneh Esrei. Yal B'Yavo is a critical component of Rosh Chodesh. It identifies the day, and I didn't do so. So the Achronim already, and this is found in the Stipler, Zechut Tzadik Tevracha, the Kilas Yankiv, and others already have suggested this, that again, and this goes back to the question that we raised for the last 2 days, which is a very significant question. In general, when Chazal institute that we have to insert something in the davening, be it Yal B'Yavo, so the question is, what did Chazal do? Did they tell us that this becomes an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei? And it's no different than any other integral bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei? Or no, it's simply an obligation of Haskara. Haskara is based on a Gemara in Brachas, Gemara in Daf Mem. The Gemara says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's a Gemara in Sukkah, Gemara in Brachas. Gemara cites the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. We bless Hashem on a daily basis. Ask the Gemara, V'chi b'yom b'varchem oso, b'alayim b'varchem oso. Why does the Pasuk accentuate Yom Yom, that we only give a bracha to Hashem during the day? Only during the day? That's not possible. Namely, at nighttime, we don't say any Shevach to Hashem is Baruch. Elo, the Gemara says, B'chol Yom B'Yom, Tein Lo Mein B'Chosov. Every day, we have to express the particular uniqueness of that day. On Shabbos, we have to mention the idea of Shabbos. We mentioned it in Ritzei. On Rosh Chodesh, Yal B'Yavo. On Yom Tov, Yal B'Yavo. Every day has its own indigenous specific kind of themes and has to be mentioned. So that's the question that we have to pose, a general question. When any time Chazal indicated that we have to have a certain insertion in the davening, what is the nature of that insertion? Does it become part of the matbeah shel tefillah? Does it become part of the very structure of that particular davening? Or it's only a din of haskara? It's only an obligation that I have to insert, and it doesn't impact the nature of the tefillah itself. So Tosfos apparently assume that I'm not obligated to go ahead if I forget Yal B'Yavo and Mincha Rosh Chodesh, now Motzei Rosh Chodesh to daven two Shemoneh Esreis. Because from Tosfos' perspective, I was Yotzei the Shemoneh Esrei. I fulfilled the din of Shemoneh Esrei by davening Shemoneh Esrei. It's true. I didn't mention Yal B'Yavo. That's only a din haskara. It's only an insertion that has to be included based on the Gemara I just mentioned, the Daf Mem. And if I daven two Shemoneh Esreis, I'm not going to gain anything. Therefore, there's no obligation of Tashlumin. Obviously, the assumption of the Chachmei Pavans quoted by the Rosh is exactly the opposite. Their assumption is what I think many of us might have assumed as a Milsa de Pshita, something which is elementary, fundamental, namely, that if I don't mention Yalav Yavo, so that means Ika Chasim and HaSefer. I've missed Rosh Chodesh. What else is there in the Shemoneh Esrei that would indicate that it's Rosh Chodesh? Okay, at nighttime, the Gemara says you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you don't see Yalav Yavo in Mekachin HaSachodesh Balayla. But during the day, Shachris, Mincha, where Yalav Yavo is critical, that defines the very essence of the day. Without it, I'm missing. This seems to be the machlokes. So that's what now, going back to the Yeshuas Yaakov, to that one of the Gdolei Achronim, who suggests that the, just like Tais in the Rosh, argue regarding Yalav Yavo Rosh Chodesh, whether it's part of the Matbea Shel Tefila, Hu Adin, the same machlokes the Gabi Talmud Matar, saying Talmud Matar, that a person did not say, on Mincha V'Erev Shabbos. And now the question is, now comes Friday night, what should I do? Should I daven two Tefilos on Friday night, which will not have Talmud Matar anyway? Or no? So this is dependent upon this machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh. What is the nature of the same Talmud Matar? So I want to say over a yesod that I heard from my Rebbe Asalavich Zatzal a number of times. It's a very famous concept. And Abchaim Briske, Abchaim Soloveitchik, has many, many chidushim. And each one of his chidushim has to be explored very, very carefully, has to be dissected and analyzed. When I was a very young man, I was 13 years old, and was really very much of a novice in learning. But I heard there's a sefer called Chidushi Abchaim Halevi and the Rambam. So I decided I'm going to study Abchaim Halevi and the Rambam. I could barely read a pasuk in Chumash. But I said, I have to study Abchaim Halevi and the Rambam. You know, you get these mishigasim in your head. And that was one of my mishigasim. So I used to learn in the Beis Medrash in YU at nighttime. And so right away, I opened up Abchaim Halevi, and the first line I didn't understand. First, he cites the Rambam, then he has questions that he asks on the Rambam, and then he generally is miyashiv with some major chiddush. So there was I won't mention the name of the Rosh Hashiva now, because I don't want to, chas v'sholom, in any way, be mezalzel, one of the Gdolei Rosh Hashiva. He learned to the Mi Yeshiva in Shanghai. He was a very well-known personality, very colorful, and romantic, and a goyim, a tremendous goyim. But I was a young man, 13 years old. I go over to him and ask him, could you help me translate this Abchaim Halevi on the Rambam? So he looks at me and he says to me in Yiddish, come with me. I have a sefer that's probably more fundamental than this one for you. Okay, I don't know. I thought he was going to show me a perish on Abchaim Halevi. That's what I assume. So he goes to the Aron Svarim and he starts looking around and he finds a sefer called Reishis Das. Maybe Rav Moshe, you would know of that sefer. I don't think anyone here. What is Reishis Das? It's a sefer when they teach Hebrew language to pre-kindergarten children. Trom Gan, it has the letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and then the different punctuations, Ah, Ah, Ba, Ba, Bo, Bo, Go, Go, etc., etc. So he tells me, he opens up the sefer, he says, I should start laning. In Yiddish, he's telling me I should start reading. So I didn't understand what's going on over here. What's he trying to tell me? So I said, what does the Rav want from me? He says, I want you to read. Ah, here, I'll show you how. Ah, Aleph, Ah, Beis, Ba. And there's the commas, Bo, Go, Do. So I didn't know what was happening here. I'm trying to understand Abchaim Halevi, and he's telling me Reishis Das. Now, suddenly lightning struck, and I realized what he was telling me. What in heaven's name do you think you're doing? You're holding by ah, ba, ga, do, do, ho, ho, ha, ha, v'chulu, v'chulu. And you're opening up Abchaim Halevi. I was incredibly insulted. Who is this fellow? What is the nature of his quote-unquote problem? I'm being polite. I said to myself, I'm trying to learn Abchaim Halevi. I'm a bocher bat mitzvah. And he's telling me that I'm holding by ha ha. He was, by the way, he was 100% right. There's no question about it. But I couldn't admit that. I couldn't acknowledge that. And so I decided I'm leaving this fellow. I'm continuing my trek in Abchaim Halevi. And so he sat next to me. And every time I would just try to break my teeth over Abchaim Halevi, I would give him a look. Let's describe that look as not being a very friendly kind of look. And so, and he just went on his merry way and just, more or less, I ignored him, he ignored me. It took me a number of months, if not years, to recognize that he was totally on the mark. And of course, that's another example of a young man who doesn't know how to make distinctions. discriminating distinctions, going back to the son of Havdalah. Okay, that was just a bit of an anecdote, just to introduce us to Rav Chaim Halevi. So there's a well-known Rav Chaim Halevi.
Not part of the time.
Right, it's not included. So don't hold it against me. So right away, he has a very fundamental distinction. I'll read his language. It's already written up. And he says the following. The same question raised by the Yeshua's Yankiv. I forget to say Talamata or Mincha Erev Shabbos. The Hadin, the Mispal al Arvish Tayyim. Him, it's Poshet. Of course, he had to daven Ma'ariv twice. Ah, there's a comment over here. I'm supposed to read the comments on the screen as well. Sometimes they just lead me astray. But okay, whatever the case is, someone mentioned that's the plus of davening Mincha Gedolah. This way you have plenty of time to make up for things that you missed in case you missed it. Okay, that I discussed with the very Chashev Tam Chacham today, that question, which may I'll say a shiur about one day. What should we preferably do? Daven Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Tana? And that needs a lot of discussion. There's a famous Rambam about this. There's a Gemara in Brachas. Okay, but that's really slightly off the topic. So Rav Chaim Halevi says, regarding B'Sein Talamotor, you have to daven Ma'ariv twice. If I forget B'Sein Talamotor, Mincha Erev Shabbos, I am not going to mention the Ma'ariv of B'Sein Talamotor. Obviously, we're talking about Friday night. And he refers to the Tesis that I mentioned regarding Yalav Yavo. And he says there's no comparison whatsoever. How do you compare apples and potatoes? That's my favorite mid-Mishen Omino. Apples and potatoes. How do you compare these two that are totally not comparable, says Rav Chaim? Why? Because Talmud Mata, he writes, whom he said the Ratzvila. That's part of, an integral part of the Davin. Ushalo Amar Talmud Mata, Havi Mishanem Mabeh Shetavu Chachomim. That's what Moshe Weiss mentioned this concept yesterday. Person doesn't say Saint Talmud Mata. Literally, it's an egregious omission. It's an omission which is a grave omission. You never Davin. Abel Yalav Yavo, says Rav Chaim Briska, Chiv Askarahu. That's only an obligation to mention a din of Askara, Yalav Yavo. Below have you klal kolohu ispalo. It's not considered as if you didn't daven. You daven. You daven Shemoneh Esrei. But you went ahead and forgot Yalav Yavo. So no. So now I have to go ahead and daven twice Shemoneh Esrei in order to mention Yalav Yavo. No, there's a fundamental distinction between the nature of Yalav Yavo and the nature of a Saint Talamotam. He assumes Dava Poshut that where I don't mention Yalav Talamotam on Erev Shabbos, there's no doubt that I have to go ahead and daven Tashlumin on Friday night, even though nothing will be gained. I'm not going to say the Saint Talamotam because Talamotam is radically different, markedly different than Yalav Yavo. That's part of the Matbea Shel Tfila. That's what we discussed last night with Amesha Weishlita. And he didn't mention it, I never daven. I have to go ahead and daven Tashlumin on Friday night, even though I'm not going to gain by mentioning Talamotam. But that's the din. And when Tosfos says, but what is going to be the gain? So again, the question is that's different than the Yalav Yavo. Yalav Yavo is a din askara. So therefore, unless I'm going to gain by saying Yalav Yavo again at nighttime, there's no point to it. Nothing is to be gained by it. Now, this issue is a very significant and very important issue, and I really can't discuss it probably in a proper kind of way, but this Rav Chaim is not Poshet. Even though he says it with, generally when Briskas are convinced of something, of the rectitude of their positions, they say it with a strength and a kayach that's absolutely phenomenal. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal had a chiddush, and he was convinced that it was 100% right. He would say it again and again, so many times, and then when people would question him about it, and they say, it sounds like drush. Chas v'sholom, it's not drush, it's la'amito shel Torah. It's 1,000% correct. And usually you knew already when he starts all these apologetics that you better examine that you saw it very carefully to see if it holds water, if it's completely true. That's generally a good sign when he would have to start apologizing. It's not Rush and it's MS. And you see already when he was under attack that you have to explore the matter carefully. So this Rav Chaim has to be explored very carefully. There's an assumption, a premise here that B'Sein Talamotor is different than Yalav Yavo. And the question is this so? Is this correct?
Can we say the one is part of the original Yud Ches Brachos and one is not? That could be a difference.
Okay. He doesn't express it that way. I hear what you're saying. And you're suggesting that Yalav Yavo came later on.
It's not part of Yud Ches Brachos.
Yeah, it's not part of Yud Ches Brachos. It's outside of the 18 brachos that Anshe Sazdola were misaking, as we mentioned yesterday, they were misaking brachos, tfilos, abdolos, kedushos, etc. This is not part of the text, the Yudches brachos of Atzias Agdola. But Rav Chaim's point was that one is integral, okay, perhaps that's what he means, but lich ora, one can ask a kasha on this, and now we're going to go sort of in a different direction. We do plan on getting back to the original question. I have to do it tonight because I'm not saying any longer this week a shiur on this topic, so I want to try to cover it maybe the next little while, if you don't mind. I hope you'll bear with me. The Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, is a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll read it slowly. Amar Rab Tanchum, Amar Rab Asi, Tov lo hiske gvuras kashom b'tchia sameisim machzir noso. If I don't mention Mashiv Ruach, I have to go back. Sheila b'bichas Hashonim, if I don't mention B'sein Talamotar, I don't have to go back. Why? Because I can say it in Shomei Tefillah. Then the Gemara asks the following question on this premise that we've been talking about for the last 2 days. Meisvei, the Gemara asks, Tov lo hiske gvuras kashom b'tchia sameisim machzir noso. Repeats the Ibraisa. That if I don't say Mashiv Ruach, I have to go back. Sheila b'bichas Hashonim machzir noso. And then apparently it mentions a braisa that is the opposite of the earlier statement, that even saying Talamotar, I go back. So the Gemara answers, no, that's no stira, lo kasha, ha b'yachid ha b'tzibur. Apparently a yachid would have to go back. But if I don't have b'tzibur, I don't have to go back. Ask the Gemara, why not? Mishum d'shoma mishliach tzibur. Because I'm going to hear Chazar Sashatz from the Shliach Tzibur, and somehow I'll be able to compensate for the fact that he didn't say Mesein Talamota. But if I daven B'yochid, not in the Tzibur context, then of course I have a problem. I have to go back. Yes, the Gemara. So why does the Gemara then use a different expression? The Gemara says, I can make up Mesein Talamota in Shomei Atfila. Why does the Gemara say that? It should have said, Nesha Shomei Mishliach Tzibur Miboyle. Because I have the chance to hear it in Chazar Sashatz. That's what the Gemara should have said. Not because I have the opportunity to go and insert it into Shomei Atfilah. So the Gemara concludes because of that kasha. No, we're talking in both advices. Are talking about an individual davening, not a tzibur. But there's a havamin in the Gemara where a person makes a mistake and doesn't mention Talamotar. If you're davening with tzibur, so then you don't go back because now you're going to listen to Chazar Sashatz. And by listening to Chazar Sashatz, you're able to be yotze. And even though the Gemara is doche, this teretz, Rishonim, right, the Rashba and others, that this is true limaskona. This is how we paskin. And there's a tesis. Tesis, a clear tesis on Dav Chavtes over there, on the Beis, that quotes the following statement from the Bahag. It's a very important statement of the Bahag. Bahag is one of the Doli of Rishonim, the Baal Halachos Gedolos. The question, who wrote that Sefer? That's a big machlokes of Rishonim, who wrote the Bahag. But the Bahag is a very important Sefer. And he said the following, Tesis quotes it. If I don't mention Yalav Yovo in the proper place, you have to go back to Ritzei. Ubahag Pirish, the Bahag says, Davka B'yochid. Only a Yochid has to go back. Abba B'tzibur, Eino Chozer. Neshashoma Mashiach Tzibur, the Bahag takes the Gemara that we just read and extends it to other areas as well. Namely, if I don't mention Yalav Yovo, the Gemara is talking about the same Talamata. Comes to Bahag and says it applies to Yalav Yovo as well. And then he continues and extrapolates from there and draws the general principle. Bu Adin says the Bahag, the Chol Dov Shemachzir also. Anything that I have to go back, that Chazal required me to repeat, Ihoda Shamalem Shulchan Tzibur and Be'osh V'Atzov Nafik. If I hear the Shliach Tzibur, Dav Chazar Sashatz, hear every single word of the Chazar Sashatz, then I can take care of that omission. I don't have to go ahead and repeat it. So the Bahag apparently holds that this is Halacha l'maisa, even though the Gemara was doche, this havamina regarding B'sein Talamata, the Bahag comes and extrapolates this into a principle, which is quoted by the Rashba and other Rishonim la'alocha. Taisi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamadala, the Beis quotes it as well. And so the question is, how does that work? So Taisi writes over here in Brachas, and it's very significant. You have to hear every single word of the Shemoneh Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur if you want to go ahead and make up for that omission. He writes, V'tzorach l'daktek mipiachazim kol os v'os shel tefillah. The Bahag wrote, Me'rosh atzof. That's apparently what he means. You have to hear the entire Chazar Sashatz. By the way, Derech Agav, my practice is to stand for Chazar Sashatz, as my Rebbe does, Rav Salezi Zatzal, because he held, there are two dinim in Shemoneh Esrei. There's one din Shemoneh Esrei called tefillah b'tzibur, And there's a second thing called Tzila Satzibur. It's based on a diuk in the language of the Rambam. Tzila Bitzibur means when 100 wonderful Yidden are davening together, 100 wonderful Jews are davening together, the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. They're davening as Yechidim. And then we have Tzila Satzibur, which is one Natsig, one representative, gets up and says the Shemoneh Esrei on behalf of the entire Tzibur. So there's Tzila Bitzibur, Tzila Satzibur. So I'll let you tell that.
You mentioned 100. We should be careful. I don't know if we're allowed that many people together.
I'm speaking in ideal circumstances. Under normal circumstances that we hope will come back, Mitzvah Hashem, by tomorrow morning. So, Tefillah Bitzibur, Tefillah Satzibur. So, Rav Soloveitchik kept his feet together, even for the Chazar Sashatz. I tried to do that as well for the last several decades, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah, where I essentially, because I often daven for the Amid, I can't stand that long, it's hard for me. But otherwise, I keep my feet together, and the Vilna Gaon was knowing not to even answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in Chazar Sashatz. The other was a Hefsek. That Gaon I did not adopt in my weaponry, but I answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, but I keep my feet together. Anyway, I'm coming back to the Bahag. The Bahag takes the Hava Min of the Gemara by the same Talamata, which is rejected by the Gemara, and extrapolates from there and applies it to a host of areas. That we hear the entire Chazar Sashatz, so then the Yotze, the same Talamata. And according to the Rav Chaim Briska that I mentioned earlier, what do you mean? What's going on over here? But it would mean the following. It would mean that, okay, I missed, because I didn't say the same Talamata, I'm missing that Shemoneh Esrei, I didn't daven. So now, of course, if I hear Chazar Sashatz, the entire davening from beginning to end, that's what I have to do in order to be Yotze, the entire Tefillah, because I didn't daven. According to Rav Chaim Briska, we say, without saying Talamata, there was no tefillah. There was no davening. So now what do I have to do? I have to hear the entire Chazar Sashas, the suggestion of the Bahag, every single word. But this is also difficult because the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah that Chazar Sashas, what's the nature of Chazar Sashas? Chazar Sashas requires a lot of careful examination as well. But the Gemara simply says at the end of Rosh Hashanah that a Bucky, someone who is knowledgeable, literate, the way Baruch Hashem, the members of BTYA are. So Chazar Sashas was not enacted for them. Chazar Sashas was enacted for people she'ein abikim, who don't know how to daven, or people who are what the Gemara calls Am Shebesados, people in the fields. And Taisus over here points out again the language of Taisus. He writes over there that miu tzarch ledakim piachazin kolos tzvel shel tefila avu bishu baki. And even though the Gemara says the end of Rosh Hashanah and Daflam and Hay over there, that Hechoshi is Spalil, Lo Chashvinu Kiru Lo is Spalil Klal. You see from Taisis over there at the end of Rosh Hashanah that the fact that a Baki can somehow be Yotze with the Chazar Sashatz is only we already daven. But you're missing a certain Haskara, you're missing a certain insertion. So then Chazar will make it even for a Baki. But Taisus writes at the end, "Ma'arav Rav Meir pasak dafka shochach lahaskel shemosh chodesh, avo shochach bracha shleima machzir also ve'yotzi b'shmiyosu mishatz." Taisus says that let's say a person skipped an entire bracha. Here, the Bahag is talking about where I skip an insertion. I skip the same talamotar. I skip another insertion, yalav yavo. But let's say I skipped an entire bracha shemoneh esrei. Even last night, we had a discussion with Rav Shlomo Weishlita, but that what's called the shinim abeir shel bracha. So if you have to whatever theme the bracha has, each bracha has a particular theme. So you have to mention more or less the theme. As I said, you have to mention Tchiyas HaMeisim and Mashiv HaRuach, the fact that Hashem provides us with rain and there are winds. Those are the themes. Okay, if you don't say all the words, necessarily you're still Yotze. But let's say I skipped the entire bracha Shemoneh Esrei. I didn't say Atachoni Ladom Das. I skipped that bracha entirely. So there the Taisus writes very clearly. Of course you can't be Yotze by listening to Chazar Sashatz. So it comes out that there's a difference where a person misses a bracha shlema, that they're a baki, even someone who's literate, certainly will not be able to be yotze because you didn't daven. When it says that you can be yotze with Chazar Sashatz, or listening to the Shliach Dibur and the entire Shemoneh Esrei of the repetition, that's only when you daven, but you missed the askara. So it's considered as if you're daven. And then when Mekel, even a baki can be yotze with the Shliach Dibur. That's what the Taisus writes over there in Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out when the Gemara says here that if you forget Talamotar, you can be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur because it's continued as if you daven, but you missed the Haskara. So therefore, you can hear from the Shliach Tzibur. Mashenkin, if you hold that you didn't daven at all, so then it's not going to help you. And according to Rav Chaim Briska, Someone who does not ask talu matar is considered kilu lo yisvalo klau. So how can you be yotzi of the shiach tzibur? Everyone hear the question? There's a question on Reb Chaim Brisker's premise. Seems to be against these rishonim. But you see from the Balei HaTosis, in the name of the Bahag, that even someone who did not say the same talu matar is considered as if you did daven. The fact that you have to repeat it again is only...
A chiluk between the talu matar and the alviyavo, the two scenarios?
Yes, those are the two scenarios.
We're not being mechalik.
We're not being mechalik. Correct, exactly. Rab Chaim was mechalik, and we're not being mechalik. We're saying that, according to Tesis, you daven if you didn't say the same talu matar. Just like you daven if you didn't say alviyavo. However, why do you have to daven again? Because you want to make sure that you have the same talu matar element. But there is, again, a distinction between going back to the original part of the shir and yesterday's shir, between the same talu matar and Mashiv Baruch. Because again, the Braisa that we refer to says, Tov lo hiske gruos kishamim, if I don't mention Mashiv Baruch, Yasaresim, I go back. Sheila b'chasashonim, I don't have to go back, I can say it in Shomei Atfila. And the Havamin of the Gemara was, we're talking about Betzibur, the fact that I don't go back because I can listen to it from the Shiach Tzibur, but the Braisa is only talking about Talu Matar. It's not talking about gruos kishamim. And essentially what we're saying is that by Talu Matar, that is to be distinguished from Mashiv Baruch and Morid HaGeshem, and that's the whole issue that we began with, this entire discussion. But the fundamental distinction, again, between Talu Matar and the Mashiv Baruch is the following, that Mashiv Baruch is an integral part of the Matbea Shel Bracha of Gevurah Kisham V'Alato Gibol Olam Hashem, and Saint Talu Matar apparently is, as Rabbi Weiss Shlita pointed out a few moments ago, not part of the Yudches Brachos, not part of the Yudches Brachos, and therefore, it's to be distinguished from the Mashiv Ruach and the Saint Talu Matar Al Pnei Adama. So I just want to go back to the original question, because I want to end with that at this point in time. Namely, and just perhaps we'll present another question. I hope I'm not confusing you. There's a lot of technical details over here that have to be examined carefully. But another question that's often imposed is someone does not say Mashiv Ruach on the first day of Pesach, namely Shachris. When do we change from Mashiv Ruach? When do we stop saying Mashiv Ruach? So the answer is when we announce the same Talu Matar. So Shachris of Pesach, we're still saying Mashiv Ruach. Let's say a person forgets to say Mashiv Ruach. So now he comes to Mincha, and Mincha, of course, after they announced the same Talu Matar. So now, should I have Tashlumin for the Shachris that I didn't say Mashiv Ruach? Because again, I'm not going to say Mashiv Ruach in the Tashlum of Mincha.
Wouldn't Tashlum be at Musaf?
Tashlum, first of all, Musaf, there's no Tashlum. That's a taste of the beginning of Tzilas
HaShachar. No, Tashlum from the Shachris. If he made a mistake Shachris, wouldn't he repeat it to two Musafs?
So the Pashto is that Musaf cannot be a Tashlum. Because Tashlum is based on the idea of Rachamim. And that's the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachas. And the Musaf is not founded upon Rachamim. Unishalma Parvus Vaseinu. Musaf is pure carbon. And therefore has no connection to Tashlumin, no connection to the idea of Rachamim. As a matter of fact, Soloveitchik Zatzal had a very, I guess one would say, a comment which has in it an element of humor. He said that women should dafka be medakdeg to come when they come to shul on Shabbos and Yom Tov, make sure they're there for Shachris. Often women are there for Musaf. Musaf, according to many Paskim, they're potter from. They're not obligated to daven Musaf. There's a big discussion among the Dolei Paskim. Shachris is based on Rachamim. So women also require Rachamim, the Gemara says. That women are, the Gemara Sugi Brachos Daf Chof, where women are chayiv in tefillah, I would have thought mitzvah seishas man grama, women should be potter, kamashmal, women are chayiv, what's the kamashmal on? Whether because tefillah is Rachamim and noshim, women also require Rachamim, but perhaps one is saying that it's not a mitzvah seishas man grama. There are two different interpretations of that Gemara, but he said, let him come for Shachris, then they can leave and go home for Musaf, as opposed to coming for Musaf, where they may be potter from, exempt from, and not being there for Shachris. Okay, that's just a humorous kind of comment. But back to the issue of Mashiv Ruach, where I forget to say that Shachris is the first day of Pesach, should I be Mashlim the Tefillah now in Mincha, since I'm not going to mention Mashiv Ruach? So it could be that Tefillah Shachris was not a Tefillah Shachris. I missed part of the Matbea Shel Tefillah. I didn't say Mashiv Ruach. That's an egregious error. That's something which cannot be corrected. Mashen Kein, let's say the same Talu Matar that I mentioned both from the Shios Yankiv, Reb Chaim Brisker, I didn't say it on Erev Shabbos in Mincha. You're not chayav to the nashim the tefillah lev Shabbos. What am I going to gain by asking talam mutar? Again, the ikar tefillah I daven. The fact that I missed talam mutar is not a chisaron. The ikar tefillah, it's a chisaron the haskara. So since I'm not going to be mashlim that at nighttime, there's no obligation to daven tashlum. And similar to what Taisa says, the gabbai yalla yava mincha rosh chodesh. Okay, all this was said simply to come to the maskana regarding the question of Havdalah. That was the whole issue that we just had to have a little pilpul in order to clarify some of the issues over here. So now coming back to the original question, namely, what's the distinction between Mashiach Ruach and the Havdalah that we say on Matzai Shabbos? This is Shevach and this is Shevach. So why is it, according to the Gemara and the Rishonim and the way the Arsabach explained it, Mashiach Ruach does not belong in Shomei HaTfilah? There's no way I can insert in Shomei HaTfilah. It's pure Shevach. And if I miss it, I am lacking. Something is, an egregious error has taken place. And now the question is, what about the same Talmud Mota? And then we ask regarding Havdalah of Shomei HaTfilah. There's a Nusach in the Rambam that can be Mashlamit. Why? That Shevach is not Bakosha. So yesterday there were several suggestions that were mentioned by Rabbi Weishlita. And since we pointed out, the Gemara says, you say Al Kos. And that's one reason. And maybe there is some element of Bakosha that I thought about it today. The last four or five words. That sounds like a little Bakosha over there. But putting that aside, let's assume it is Shevach and the question is a valid question. So Lechura, one has to say the following maskana. That when we say it can be Mashem Talamot and Shomei Tefillah, because it's only a Tosefet. And it's not the Ikam Abbe Shobracha Baruch Aleinu. And therefore it can be Mashem and Shomei Tefillah because you're missing that element, that component, and that you can be Mashem and Shomei Tefillah. And so too, one can argue about Atrach and Antono, that even though it's a Shevach, but still you can be Mashem and Shomei Tefillah, it's not part of the Mabeah Shebracha. Rabbi Reishli, that's what you were saying. It's not part of the Mabeah Shebracha of Atachonin. It's a Tosefet Haskara of Havdalah that you add in the Tefillah, and that's why it can be Mashem in the Bracha of Shomei Tefillah. However, Mashem Ruach, in sharp contradistinction, is not like that. That's an Ikar, the Mabeah Shebracha of Atar Gibor. That's not just Tama Haskara. And therefore, you cannot be Mashem that in the Bracha of Shomei Tefillah, because that's called Mishan Mabeah, that's called a literally massive market change in the bracha of Gevuras Geshomim, Atar Gibor, and there you won't be able to correct it by including in Shomei Tefillah. So essentially what we're saying, that the Rambam is completely correct when he was mechalek between the Saint Talamotar and Atar Hanatonu, that you can be Mashem Shomei Tefillah. However, Mashem Beruach does not and cannot be inserted into Shomei Tefillah, because it's pure Shevach, part of the Matbeah Shel Gvuras Geshomim, and therefore there's no basis for including that in Shomei Tefillah. So essentially the Yesod of the whole Shir is that we have to examine, anytime there's an insertion, we have to examine carefully what is the nature of that insertion. Is it integral, part of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah? And if I don't include it, it becomes a Shini Matbeah Shel Tefillah? Or no, it's only a vestigial kind of component that was added by Chazal for all kinds of reasons, and therefore doesn't have the same kind of status. And this Yisod is a very fundamental principle. And yesterday we actually touched on the topic, and I thought about it a bit more today, but that would require another shir. What's called a Shinui Matbeah Shel Tefillah? It bothered me the entire day. What exactly is called a Shinui Matbeah Shel Tefillah, and how do you determine that? We have to figure out, as I said, I mentioned last night, we referenced to Kiddush. You have to figure out what are the major components of Kiddush that are ma'akeh, that are indispensable. And what are the major components? Because most people, this is something which is not a Kiddush to any of you. Perhaps you are all, Baruch Hashem, very medactic, as we should all be. But I hear from Talmidim all the time, they say, Rosh Hashiva, I spaced out when I said a certain bracha. That's a very favorite expression, to space out. People space out, kol hayom kol halayla, because the ability to concentrate is not more than 3.5 seconds, maybe 4 seconds, and that's the extent of it. Then you space out. So a lot of spacing out. The Gemara says elsewhere, shihios mitzarfos, but that's in a different context. It's not the kosher to this. So now the question is, so what does the person do when they space out? What do I have to hear in order to be able to say, whether it's brachos, whether it's philos, whether it's kedushos or havdos, we have to figure out what exactly is integral and what's not integral. And once we're able to do that, I think it's a lifetime of work. But once we do that, I think then one can have a better handle on many of these tefillos and see exactly what is ma'akev and what's not ma'akev. Okay. Yashar Koach to all of you. Yitz Hashem, have a wonderful evening. And as I said, a gesunde winter. And Yitz Hashem, we should continue to learn up a storm as much as we can. And thereby, Yitz Hashem, be able to have a more profound understanding of Halacha and Talmud Torah. And undoubtedly, through that, we'll come close to Hashem Yisbarach. Because Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, the way to do tshuva, it says, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, it's in the bracha of tshuva. What's the ideal way of doing tshuva? Learning Torah. Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, V'achzeinu B'shuva Shleinu L'Vanecha. What's that doing over there, that first line? Return us to the Torah. Because through Torah, that's the ideal way of a person doing tshuva and coming close to Hashem's bracha. And that's how the bracha ends. Baruch Atah Hashem, Rotzeh B'tshuva. And that Rotzeh of tshuva comes about primarily, preeminently, to the study of Torah, to Talmud Torah, which brings us closer to Hashem. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Baruch Tia.
The Rav mentioned the idea of spacing out. So let's say someone is on Shabbos, and they start doing a Tachonein, and they get to Rafa'inu, and they get to Shema Koleinu, and then Pitom, they remember, oh no, oops, I'm the wrong one. And I think the basic halachas, they go back to HaKadosh, and continue from there. But I heard, as one of the Rav's thoughts, I heard from Tal Radinsky, that he suggested that if someone does that, it means they were totally spaced out, even for the first three brachos, and they should go back to Shema Esrei from the beginning.
I've heard that talk also, not from Rav Radinsky, but from others. Indicate that clearly they were not at all connected to the Tefillah of Shabbos whatsoever. That's a Chiddush Gadol, however. I think it's a Chiddush. And I think La'alocha, we don't paskel like that. You know, there's even a famous Chiddush of Mishnah Berurah actually calls this Chiddush in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. There was a famous Goyin. And I don't know if I should, I can mention his name because I thought that this Goyin only published in his lifetime, said one psak halacha. I didn't know anything about him. I learned Mr. Brewer as a very young man. And so he issued the following psak, that if a person of Rosh Hashanah night forgets and says, Hakel HaKadosh and Anhamel HaKadosh, he doesn't go back. Just like this is in my Yalav Yavo, if I forget Yalav Yavo in Ma'ariv, I don't go back. It's in Mekach HaKadosh Ba'alayla, and Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and it's a nighttime. I didn't say, I said, Hakel HaKadosh. So it's similar to the din of Yalav Yavo that you don't go back. So the Mishnah Berurah launches an entire disagreement. And the Beis Halevi and the Briskas and everyone jumps on this Adam Gadol Ma'ed. So I thought that he only issued one Psak Halach in his entire life. Then about 15, 20 years ago, Masada Rav Kook published a whole Sefer. Wow, what a good nadir in Kalato and Kula. So Rav Soloveitchik once said a whole shir to see if he can defend this Adam Gadol Ma'ed in terms of this famous talk. So back to what Agoin Rabbi Zinsky pointed out, as you mentioned, Rabbi Briggs, Lita, that if one spaces out the entire Friday night, the Gemara says that regarding Atachoning, you start Atachoning. Okay, you finish that bracha. But this guy's going out his merry way. He thinks it's Wednesday night, and he's just going out his merry way, completely spaced out. So he's suggesting that the tefillah is bechlal no tefillah. You have to start all over again. But that's a chiddush gadol. I think that's a major chiddush, and I don't think la'alocha we pass like that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. Have a wonderful evening.
Erev Tov, Rabbi.
Yeah, Erev Tov.